Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for all you do to keep America moving along. Now, remember, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And if you want to listen to the show on the Internet, go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that Listen Live link that's right there, dead center part of the page, and you'll be able to hear us live and in living color on the Internet wherever you're at, if you can't hear us on the radio where you're at. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time for the Pledge of Allegiance number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And remember, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, and by the way, Eric, I didn't say 25,000. It was more like 30,000 to 35,000.
That's
and
right.
I think, who's that chiming in? Is that Kat?
Let's see. Yeah.
All right, Kat. Yeah, it's more like 35,000, so she's a little bit low on the number.
Yeah, that's right. But, again, you got just people coming out in droves to support the president. And yet again, I think, Captain, I think a lot of people are very concerned. It's almost like they don't know what to believe. They see these polls in the mainstream media, and then they see the rallies on the television set, and it just doesn't seem to all go together, because they keep being told that somehow Joe Biden's going to win all this stuff, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Now, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday said that he has absolutely no interest in going to D.C. to become the Attorney General for Joe Biden.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I don't think that he necessarily would anyway. But, he's dispelled that rumor now. And, he just doesn't want to go to Washington, he said. But at the same time, though, he's got a plethora of his own problems, in New York State. Quite frankly, let's just say in the unlikely event of the Biden administration, I think it will be so crazy that even people like Andrew Cuomo aren't going to want to get anywhere near it.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the Trump campaign is releasing some brand new ads this week aimed directly at seniors to clear up any confusion that's out there. Because, again, you've got the you've got the mainstream media out there trying to create confusion, trying to sell the Democrats' line with you're going to lose your health insurance and you're going to lose this and you're not going to be covered for that and all that sort of stuff. And none of that is true. None of that is true. And the other thing is we have to understand, and we did the story yesterday about the tests. Let me get it over here. About the tests for the coronavirus, and the New York Times put out a story that up to 90% who've been tested COVID positive actually were wrongly diagnosed.
This, Captain, is just unbelievable. And because you've had so many people have to go into lockdown across different parts of the country as this whole thing started, they haven't been able to go to work. They've had no income, and on it goes. And if this was done because of a faulty test that was so faulty that thousands and thousands and thousands of people were misdiagnosed, it's almost a crime of the century at that point.
Well,
it's on that level.
Yeah, and as it turns out, the PCR test that millions of scared Americans have been hoodwinked into getting are a sham because they only pick up a partial viral fragment rather than the whole virus, and they're hardly the gold standard that the proponents claim to be. Because while the Times says that the PCR tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who may be carrying relatively insignificant amounts of the virus, the fact of the matter is the PCR tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who have none of the virus at all.
No, but they were terrified by this. And you remember, Captain, way, way, way back, Orson Welles did the War of the Worlds radio broadcast, and he scared, millions of people, basically. And he paid a big price for that, by the way, because, people were terrified. And I use that as an example because what happens is when people, they think they have COVID-19 or they think that they're going to get sick and all that, the stress that induces. And, Captain, I heard a statistic, a very, very sobering statistic that we seem to have more suicides now than ever before in this country.
Yeah.
People are giving up. It is so sad. And one of the things that we do even here on this program, I think, is to tell people what's really going on and give them hope and tell them that you're not alone in this whole mm-hmm. thing. And we're going to make it. I think that's I just feel like I need to say that for that.
Yeah. Hold that thought. We're going to take a break. And caller, hang on the line. We'll get right to you. All right. This is the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back after this break with a lot more. What a morning. This is a target-rich environment today. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, I've had first-hand experience with them. I had to get a windshield replaced. They came right to my house where I was at, replaced the windshield, and yes, I got that $100 cash. I wasn't sure about that one, but I'm sure now. So there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, too, for the car, truck, or van that you're driving, and, of course, Florida comprehensive insurance is required. Because from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim right there on the spot. Remember, premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention the captain. That's me at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle Warren, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
All right, to the telephone line we go, and waiting very patiently has been Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. Okay, Dan the Man.
Kyle, you get better at singing that jingle every night. You get a little bit better every night.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
Okay, I just wanted to make a comment, and that was the hospitals, especially the bigger city hospitals.
Yep.
They were getting paid $32,000 a patient that they could deem necessary that they had COVID-19, whether they had it or not.
Right.
And you look at Cuomo and de Blasio's New York City. How many people left for the mortuary that didn't have it, but it was on their death certificate?
Yep.
Because that was an easy $32,000 to receive. It was great marketing on the hospital's end of it, because they made a lot of money off of that. If you look at the way hospital resources were allocated during the early months of this pandemic, you'll find out that rural hospitals no more 30, 40, 50 miles from New York or Chicago or wherever. They were basically empty.
Right.
You mean to tell me you're talking about overcrowding and ICUs and other things that you couldn't have shipped some of those so-called COVID people out to rural hospitals where they had the beds and they had the manpower, but they just didn't have the patients. I think if you ever did an audit of this, did some kind of analysis of it, you're going to find just a lot of wasteful fraud.
The New York Times already did. They wrote an article over the weekend, and this is from their newspaper article. They still count the deaths as from COVID, even though 94% of the patients had other serious complications that caused them to die.
Well, I listened to a lady a couple weeks ago from Chicago. Her husband went in. He had heart failure. And yet on his death certificate, it said COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have COVID. I think the two poster boys for this whole pandemic are Donald Trump and Chris Christie. Two guys that are old,
mm-hmm.
are older, two guys that are way overweight, and yet breeze through it. And, you know, now they released Chris Christie and basically said it was nothing to it. They kept me here for observation just in case.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two guys there, you know, they're highly energetic, both of them. Both of them are out of shape. Both of them don't eat right.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they got the virus and they blew through it within a week.
Oh.
So that's kind of my two cents of it is there's just a lot of wasteful spending in this.
Okay,
you know, anyway, Captain Kyle, I will talk to you later on in the week.
Thank you very much, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate his comments. Now, Kyle, I got a couple more emails I want to read here because this is email night, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We did get some pretty good ones. I got a whole bunch of them, and I just kind of went through, and I got more than what I've got, but let me just give you this one. This is from TP in Columbus, Ohio. The left started a coup before the 2016 election. To act as if that won't continue is insane. We're in a cold civil war and nothing will return to normal until it becomes so hot that they can be removed from power. The left has infected everything. They hate the Constitution. They hate this country. Once elected, you take an oath of office swearing to uphold the Constitution. They are openly going against that oath. That makes them enemies. Wake up, America, from TP in Columbus, Ohio.
Wow. Well said. Yeah.
Yep. And this is from Sergeant S. And he's up at Fort Drum, New York, so maybe that's a sergeant in the military. Don't know. He says, to our friends both here in these United States and our neighbors up to the north in Canada, have faith. Don't give up hope. Stay the course. We've been through one civil war brought on by the same forces and party that we see today, and we preserved. Our founders wrote those documents we have as our sacred laws of the land, and it's up to us whether or not we adhere to those founding principles. There was a reason that the Second Amendment was placed where it was, and it's coming to where we might just need to invoke it. And no, it wasn't just so you could go hunting with your gun. It was placed there as a last line of defense against tyranny and our loss of freedom and liberty. A day of reckoning is coming, and it will make the first Civil War look like a picnic in comparison. Sergeant S., Fort Drum, New York.
Wow. Wow.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah, that's very, very powerful. And, you know, one of the ways that we can try to avert that, basically, is to just have overwhelming victory for President Trump. And down the line as well.
Yeah.
Because what's happening is you get people into elected office, and
yeah.
they do not want to follow the Constitution.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. It's Pat from Kentucky.
Kentucky. What's up?
Yes, I absolutely agree with Dan the Man. I've been reading and everything on that. I agree with everything he has to say. I wanted to tell you and Kyle both that you are always great, but tonight you're just exceptional. I love the way that you two laugh with each other. Your laughs are just infectious, but I love the fact that you are just so serious when it comes to, you know, actual news and what have you. And I just love you guys. I enjoy it.
Well, thank you very much.
Singing is magnificent.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. We appreciate it. Okay. That's Pat in Kentucky, and of course, you know, singing is optional.
Right. Well, you know, Captain, if I might, you know, what Pat was saying is so important.
Yeah.
You know, because yeah, we love to laugh and we love to poke fun at the things. But see, that's kind of the difference. If you ever notice the far left, that they never really are happy about anything, it seems. And yet, but we're enjoying life, and we're also talking about these very serious challenges to our country.
Now, President Trump's campaign rallies are going to continue. They'll be handled in the same way. As I said, on Friday, the president's coming back to Florida to Ocala. I'm not sure, and I can't say with any certainty, but it looks like as if he may be coming to Tampa next week. I'm not sure where. It'll be another outdoor rally, probably at the airport. And if it's going to be Tampa, it'll be the airport over where the business airport is, over on the east side of Tampa International. That'll be interesting because that's less than a mile from where I am. I can almost walk over there, although I wouldn't.
Right. Well, you see, of course, though, you know, the president is not going to take Florida for granted. He's not going to take anything for granted. So again, we're going to see this president crisscrossing the country, I think, into these different battleground areas.
Oh, and his surrogates are out there, too. I mean, for every day that he's somewhere, somebody else is somewhere else.
That's true. Vice President Pence is out there. The Trump family members are out there. And so it is really an all hands on deck, just like you were saying on yesterday's program.
Now, officers with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection seized a load of 1.5 tons of meth at the U.S.-Mexican border. They said it was just another day at the office, but this is one they caught, and I don't know how many that are coming through that they're not catching, but the fact of the matter is part of it was this was an area where there was no border wall.
Exactly. And so, again, this points up the practical matter of the whole thing. You know, the wall isn't about xenophobia. It's not about racism. It's not about any of these kinds of things. It serves a purpose. The same as many of these far left, you know, Democrat Party elite people, Captain, don't they live behind gates
yeah.
and walls?
Yeah, and this leads me to my next point, which is the Ninth Circuit Court yesterday dealt another blow to President Trump's promised border wall. They knocked the socks out of an area where they were going to put the wall up and said, nope, can't do it.
Well, again, it's very, very important that elections do have consequences, and that's why you have activist judges. Yeah.
Yeah. And when we come back, because we're fixing to go to break, I got a story in California that I'm not sure Kyle knows about, but I'll tell you what, I would be out there right now, and I'd be mad as a wet hornet going to the supervisor of elections office based on what I'm about to tell you, because ballot harvesting in reverse? How about ballot reversal? How about that one? How about getting rid of the ballots that you put in the ballot box? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. The Supreme Court confirmation hearing of Amy Barrett started Monday and will continue for the next 3 weeks. The full Senate vote is expected on October 22nd. Both sides of the political aisle have their agendas. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota.
Let me tell you a political secret. I doubt that it will be a brilliant cross-examination that's going to change this judge's trajectory this week. No. It is you. It is you calling Republican senators and telling them enough is enough, telling them it is personal, telling them they have their priorities wrong. So do it.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley.
She said, quote, judges are not policymakers, and they must be resolute in setting aside any policy views that they might hold.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own the Relief Factor. And they've taken it upon themselves to give me a website where you can go and get your Relief Factor, the website relieffactor.com/captain. Now, here's the deal. You want to try the 3-week quick start, which only costs $19.95. Now, if you're suffering in pain or you've got inflammation, I've got a product that I've been taking for going on about 5 years now that works for me called Relief Factor. Now, it's got four ingredients in it that will help you not only reduce the inflammation, but also lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever it is you're having pain with. It's turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, omega-3 that's in the product. It's 100% drug-free. There is no narcotics in it at all. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. It supports healthy joints and muscles, too. And if you take it on a regular basis, you're going to find out that it's going to work. That's all I can tell you. So the 3-week quick start gets it all going. $19.95. Go to the website they gave me. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's the way you do it. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, CNN, they're saying Joe Biden's polling lead over President Donald Trump is the largest in polling history, per CNN. Now, we had this discussion in the last hour, and I'm gonna say this again. And I want you people that are out there that are doubting Thomas's to pay close attention to something. Number one, blacks. Donald Trump got about 8% of the black vote in 2016, right?
Right.
He's now polling anywhere from 15 to 20 to 25%, right?
That's right.
So, take your pick. I'm not saying he's going to get 25%, but I believe he'll get double the eight. Number two, Latinos. He got around 25% of the vote. He's now polling anywhere from 35 to 45%. I'm not going to say that's what he's going to get, but I certainly believe he's going to get at least 10% more Latinos, maybe even 15%, so let's say 10. So that's an advantage too, right?
That's right.
And then you've got the blue wave that's coming. Now, a lot of the police officers and the firefighters and the emergency medical service workers have been lifelong Democrats because the union said, you vote Democrat, we get all of our things that we get, and that's the way we do it. But not this time around, not with the defunding of the police, not with the reallocation of funds, not in New York City where they took $1 billion away from the police department and now crime is running rampant as well as the other blue cities around the country, not going to happen. So that vote that was there, I'm going to say we'll add at least another 10% plurality to Donald Trump. So you got 10, 10, 10, 30% more votes coming in for Donald Trump just from that one group. So his base has gone nowhere.
That's exactly right. No, his base is rock solid.
Yep.
Yeah, and you're right. And then so you begin to add in these other, you know, projections, which I think, and you're even being kind of conservative with that. Anyway.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, but again, and the proof is in the pudding. You have a real record to run on for President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so people have seen what's possible. They've also seen, I think this is incredibly important, they've also seen how the Democrat leadership in blue states and big blue cities have treated the people mm-hmm. during the COVID-19 crisis. And I don't think they're very happy with it. It's not just about, we're just following the science. No, I think people have really been rubbed the wrong way about how their government has treated them.
And Eric in the chat room just said, President Trump certainly appears to have turned the Republican Party into the American Party.
That's a very, very good statement. Because as I was saying, the proof's in the pudding. So you have people who would typically vote Democrat, but they found out that, hey, things are so much better for my family, for my job, for my community, because so many more people have opportunities. And so, but then they look at the Democrat Party and they're anachronistic. They've got Joe mm-hmm. Biden. They're caught in a time warp somewhere.
Yeah, but the other thing is we don't need to worry about Joe Biden because he's running for a Senate seat, not the president's seat, right?
Right.
And he's not running against Mitt Romney because that guy, that Mormon guy, that senator, that governor, that guy, he's not running against him either.
Precisely. It's really getting bad, but, you know, it's unfortunate, but this is what we're seeing unfold before our eyes. But, and again, also, I think that part of that, too, is that Biden is getting frustrated. I think he was frustrated the other day when the reporter asked him, I thought, with all respect, to say, but where people are asking us about whether or not you're going to pack the court. And he said, well, they don't deserve to know that who's ever asking you, they're just Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what an answer.
Yeah.
From somebody else that's dropping a bunch of gas that's losing his mind, literally, right in front of the television cameras.
Exactly right. And, of course, the people do deserve to know a politician's position on that important issue.
Now, I promised a couple of things about California before we run out of time and have to go to the truckers segment. Phony ballot drop-off sites are now appearing across California. Be careful what you wish for.
Well, that's very true. There's a couple of things going on. There was a news story the other night, basically there was it looked like a filing cabinet or something, and somebody put it out front, but I think it was some kind of a church or something. I don't know if it was a mainstream kind of church or what, but they put it out there, and then it disappeared, but it was definitely on the news. And so, yeah, you do have to be careful if you're going to take your ballot. Again, the best way to get your ballot turned in is take it to the registrar of voters yourself.
Right, to the supervisor of elections office, that's number one. And number two, the best way to do it and make sure it's going to get your vote's going to be counted is to go in person and vote.
And I think a lot of people are going to go in person and vote.
Absolutely.
Now. Yeah, I mean, if we can stand in line at the big box Home Depot store, or we can go get other stuff. We can go vote.
And I got reports from Georgia yesterday. They started the early voting this week. I got reports from Georgia that the early voting is very heavy, and that's a good thing. Now, the other thing is the election officials are telling voters, stop sanitizing your mail-in ballots because it damages the integrity of the ballot. They have to take that ballot and run it through a machine. And if you sanitize it and the paper doesn't stay rigid and all that sort of stuff, when they go to put the ballot in the machine, it tears the ballot up.
Yeah, that's sort of a new one on me. I wouldn't think to sanitize the ballot, but what it does, it shows just how far this is all permeated. One would think if you fill out your ballot and then put it in, you know, you're going to turn it in or do whatever you're going to do with it, then just go wash your hands, just like you always should be doing during this whole episode.
Sure. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi is facing a big time backlash after rejecting President Trump's latest stimulus offer. I don't know where that's going to go, but obviously the president is operating in good faith. Nancy is not.
Well, yes, and that's exactly been so obvious the entire time that she has not been willing. And by the way, Captain, I think if President Trump came in and said, okay, everything you said in that news conference or whatever, we'll just do that, she'd come up with some other reason to not do it, because they think that by putting the screws to the American people, it's helping them.
And the Michigan Supreme Court once again denied Governor Whitmer's request for a pandemic executive order extension. She went back there and appealed the decision. They said, nope, not going to happen.
Well, exactly right. This is one of the reasons why we have Supreme Courts, state level as well, and she needs to go and do some legislation. Or
now the state needs to be opened up, and if it's not opened up, she's going to be in contempt of court. I wonder if they'll put her in jail.
Well, it remains to be seen, but it certainly could be a clash. But it's a major public relations nightmares for these Democrat politicians.
And finally, four Swiss guards at the Vatican have tested positive for coronavirus, which has put the Pope in harm's way, and they were immediately quarantined, and they're keeping a close eye on the Pope.
Yes, well, hopefully he will be okay, and the guards as well. But this can be very dangerous.
We started something because Steve in Thailand is saying, I hope the Democrats sanitize their ballots and they fall apart before counted.
Well, that could be happening. I mean, again, it's because people have been terrified. They don't even know what to believe about the coronavirus. And they're scared, and it's not fair. This has been perpetrated, number one, with the virus itself, and now with the political gamesmanship.
If they got you scared and they got you afraid, then guess what? They've accomplished their goal, but you shouldn't be afraid. My goodness. 5% of the people that come down test positive with coronavirus wind up in the hospital. 5%. 95% never see the hospital, and over half of them never get sick. Jeez, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Appreciate that very much. This portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot of Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Stop on by. Tell them you heard me talking about them on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And by the way, after you do that, how about becoming a part of the Drivers Club? And then you get up points, you build up points for all the fuel you buy, the food you get in the restaurants, as well as whatever you buy in the stores. All right, here we go.
Now here's Delbert McClinton.
Thank you. they're going nuts in the chat room. That's Delbert McClinton standing on shaky ground. And there's another one that's 30 years old, but it still gets everybody going. And I'll guarantee you that one. What do you think, Kyle?
I love that. That was a really great Delbert McClinton song.
Yeah. We're two for two tonight, aren't we?
That's right.
All righty. Well, let me read the statement and then turn you loose here. An active weather pattern is bringing high winds and mountain snowfall across the northern Rockies. Gusty winds with low humidity is contributing to critical fire weather in the central Rockies and plains, too, while offshore flows in southern California is creating hot temperatures with local fire weather concerns. Now, over the East Coast, the remnants of tropical storm Hurricane Delta, now nothing more than just a depression, is moving off into the Atlantic with some gale force winds and a little bit more rain associated with it going off the Massachusetts coast out to the ocean. And Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, thank you. Yes, we're taking a look tonight at some weather that's going to be changing in California, and we're going to be getting some higher temperatures. We're also going to be getting some high winds, especially at the, I believe, in the central and northern California areas. Now, there's a couple of different fires. The Glass Fire, as of Monday, was 96% contained. Zog Fire was 99% contained. But those high winds and high temperatures could spell jeopardy again for California. So much so that Pacific Gas and Electric Company has announced that they may have some potential outages starting on Wednesday based on the fire weather. So people could be without power. And by the way, the Zog Fire is suspected to have been started by some kind of power line or something like that. So we're going to keep a watch on that. Higher temperatures in Southern California, offshore flow, also in the Orange County and San Diego County areas, I believe, as we understand. And so that's going to lead to some higher temperatures that are a little higher than normal, of course. But over in the Southwest, we're looking at 99 degrees for Phoenix. And also, as we travel up, we've got more fire weather watches to talk about, especially in Colorado. We've got fire weather watches all up the I-25 corridor and fire weather warnings and high winds, by the way, in the Cheyenne area. And high winds are the order of the day through most of Montana, northern Idaho, and also eastern Washington State as we have those high winds. Also, a winter weather advisory pretty much in the central part of Montana. And anything above 5,000 feet, you're looking at the potential snow, maybe about 3 inches or so. So be aware of that if you're traveling in the Montana area, northern Idaho. And then down around Idaho Falls, we've got wind advisory there as well. Seattle, Washington, I think they've got rain. I am coming up here, I think, pretty soon. But lower temperatures across the region, as we see on the satellite, a lot of clouds moving into the Pacific Northwest.
And, of course, over in Arkansas tonight, central Arkansas, you got some wind blowing there. But down in Louisiana between Lake Charles and Lafayette, you do have definitely a lot of flooding still left behind by Delta. And that's going to take a while for the rivers and creeks and all that stuff to go down. And many of the dwellings that were damaged from before have been damaged or destroyed this time around. So the people got the double whammy. They were just starting to get things back together a little bit, and now they get this. So I certainly hope they'll be taken care of, and I'm sure they will. And then, as I said, up along the East Coast, you've got a gale warning off Long Island and also Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and up towards Maine, and that's going out into the ocean. That's the remnants, of course, of Delta. Now, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And right now, it's time for me to go over to the telephone lines and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
He's back. Sanford, Florida, last night, about 30 to 35,000 people.
Yeah, that was, it was quite the event. I saw the setup prior to, before people were actually let in, and it was just absolutely huge. with the, you know, the booms and the lighting and the stage and whatnot. So it was quite the production. And
yeah.
He was certainly in rare form.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like he never left. And, of course, this is good. This is what the people want to see. And they were enthusiastic. They came from all across the state and even down from Georgia and over from Alabama.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what is really planned here for the next couple of weeks.
I know where they'll be Friday. Ocala, Florida. How do you like that? Whoops. Where'd she go? There you are. Yeah, Friday they'll be in Ocala, Florida.
Well, it's not too far from where he was. He just was in Sanford. But, yeah, he does need to pay attention to Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin still.
Mm-hmm. And then he'll be up. He'll be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He'll be at Ocala on Friday, and then 7 p.m. he'll be in Macon. Rumor is that he might be over here in Tampa sometime later next week. We'll see. Don't know for sure. But it's really going to get interesting.
Lots of work to do.
Yep. And again, and I was having some fun with this. Jim Acosta got shouted down, yelled down by the crowd again. He's the people that everybody loves to hate when in the Trump camp when he shows up.
Yeah, and you know there was an event that Biden had that nobody showed up, and mm-hmm. then there was yet another one where people in the crowd were chanting 4 more years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the one, that's right, the one in Arizona where we're tired to see people. We don't usually, there's people out there. There's no. By the way, does Biden know that he's running for president, not Senate?
It depends upon the day.
Okay, because yesterday, twice in the same speech, he said he was running for the Senate.
I know, and then he forgot Mitt Romney's name, so he just referred to him as the Mormon.
That Mormon guy, that senator, I mean that governor, that Mormon guy. Oh, I love it. Well, it's dementia, 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 plain and simple. By the way, I had a email from a nurse who said it's sad to see us. She's calling this elder abuse on the parts of the Democrats because they're just pushing him along, knowing full well he's not going to be able to do the job. All right, hold that thought, and we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.